Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network, this is the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, the free Odyssey app, and of course streaming live on YouTube. 855-212-4227 is the number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. I got Stuart Kovacs. I got Moist Mike. We are rocking and rolling with you all the way up until 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific today. Bill Reiter is going to stop by at the top of the hour. We'll preview the NBA playoffs. We'll recap the play-in tournament on the Western Conference side coming up. At the top of the hour, we'll also get to all the Eastern Conference shenanigans that will go on tonight. And then at 4:40 p.m. Eastern, it is a Winkler Wednesday, Bart Winkler will stop by. So I guess we're making friends with everybody here at the brand new Infinity Sports Network in the 4 p.m. Eastern time hour. But I start the show off today maybe as annoyed as I've been in a long, long, long time. I had a wonderful start to my day today. I got up, didn't check social media, went to the gym, did my hour ride on the elliptical, and in the final 5 minutes of that ride, I said, okay, let me start my day. Let me start looking at social media. Let me start perusing right online and reading all the articles I need for the show. And I saw this article regarding my football team and my former head coach in Bill Belichick and something that the current owner of the New England Patriots and Robert Kraft allegedly did, and I was sick. Absolutely sick. Thankfully, I had a good lunch with some of the bosses around here today, so I was able to eat a very nice Westfield Cobb salad, which was delicious with blue cheese and bacon. It was a very good lunch that I had. So that kind of calmed me down a little bit. But now we're going to talk in the next 15 minutes, and quite frankly, I am going to be as critical as I've ever been before in regards to the owner of the New England Patriots and Robert Kraft, who I have never had a negative thing to say about Robert Kraft up until now. Because what Robert Kraft is accused of doing, it's classless, it's gutless, and it's such a sabotage job if I've ever seen one before in my life. Because let's not be stupid here. Let's just call it what it is. Tom Brady walked out the door in New England. He won a Super Bowl. Bill Belichick got shown the door in New England, and he was out there, and the Falcons were interested in his services this past offseason. And Robert Kraft reportedly two times talked to Arthur Blank, a confidant of his, and said, you can't trust Bill Belichick. That is so lame by Robert Kraft, and I don't give a rat's ass if it's true or not, if you consider Belichick to be trustworthy. When a guy wins you six championships, you praise him, and praise him until the cows come home. But the reason why Robert Kraft didn't do so isn't because he hates Bill Belichick. It's because he's trying to protect his own image in New England. That's what he's trying to do. Because let's just say Bill Belichick goes to Atlanta and got hired. And I don't know, in three seasons, won like 30 games and took the Falcons to the second round of the playoffs. What would the fans be saying in Boston? They'd be saying, who is this owner and Robert Kraft? I get it, he won six championships, but he allowed the greatest coach and the greatest quarterback to both leave and got absolutely nothing to show for it. And let's just assume the Patriots of the next few years continue to be miserable and be incompetent. That's why Robert Kraft called up Arthur Blank, and when he was talking to Arthur Blank, said, hey, you can't really trust Bill. Because there is some truth to that. But it's crazy how Robert Kraft couldn't give a positive endorsement for Bill Belichick. Like, I don't think Bill needs any references. But when you do your due diligence, you talk to people that know Bill Belichick, even if you think you know everything about Bill Belichick. And I would like to think, even in this nasty, disgusting, backstabbing business that does occur with the NFL, that Robert Kraft would at least be able to say, yeah, you should hire Bill Belichick. Instead of saying, you never have a warm relationship with him, or you can't trust him. I am furious today because I hate the way Bill Belichick has been portrayed the last few years. And you know what? I don't know the actual involvement with Robert Kraft and the dynasty. There's like 9,000 things that you read with the dynasty that was put out there by Apple. And you have the Kraft production licensing all over it for copyright reasons and things like that. I refuse to watch the dynasty. I will not watch it. You would think that would be right up my alley as a Patriot fan. Oh, they're looking back at the dynasty. First off, I thought the dynasty documentary came out way too soon. Like, go wait 10 or 15 years. All right? Go wait 10 or 15 years, then put something out there. I know everything that pretty much happened. Or I like to think I know everything that happened. And right away, you've had the reviews about the dynasty be, oh, it's a Bill Belichick hit piece. Think about how sensitive and how weak and how just to the low levels Robert Kraft is going to here. Where at every turn, he is basically just stabbing Belichick in the back. Because the last few years didn't work out well. Brady goes to Tampa, wins a Super Bowl. We know Bill and Brady had just a terrible relationship at the end. And now Bill is no longer a part of the team. So Robert Kraft is trying to win over the public. Well, let me tell you something, Robert Kraft. We're not stupid. Everyone knows what you're trying to do. You know that Brady's untouchable. You know Brady is the GOAT. No one will ever say, a Patriot fan, a critical word about Tom Brady. But there is a little divisiveness right now in the Patriot fan base when it comes to the Brady-Belichick kind of argument. And Bill Belichick is usually very smug, let's just say. Doesn't really give you a lot, right? Treated this like the ultimate business that it is and didn't really have a human side to him. So Kraft looked at it and said, the Belichick stock is down. I could capitalize on it. I could pounce on it. And it makes me sick. It makes me sick to my stomach. When I was reading this article, the hairs on my neck were standing up and my body was turning red. If I didn't lose all this weight, I would look like a big fat tomato. Because that's how red I was. I was furious. Like, I'm glad that this article didn't come out during the show. Because I really think I would have had to get up, walk out of the studio, and I'm pretty good. Big wins, big losses, doesn't matter. I'm here, I talk, and I give you my honest opinions. But I can't curse. And I just gave a lot of expletives in my gym today. No one was there but me. There was a super that did walk by in my building. And I was just like, mother bleeper this, mother bleeper that, bleep, 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 when talking about Robert Kraft. And I met Robert Kraft before. Up until today, I've never had a negative word to say about Robert Kraft. But to tell Arthur Blank, when I don't care what else has been reported, I fully do believe, and I know in the report it said, oh, the Belichick was never in the top three, and we talked to Arthur Blank at the Super Bowl. Nonsense. Arthur Blank, regardless of what he said, wanted to hire Bill Belichick. They put Bill Belichick through a significant interview process where Belichick thought he was going to get the job. But for Robert Kraft to add to this hit job and this hit piece about Bill Belichick is ridiculous. Because there were people in the organization that were afraid that ultimately when Belichick gets his hands on the organization, that they would lose their job. It's one thing for like a Rich McKay or maybe Terry Fontenot, like whoever, to oppose the Belichick hire when they are in the Falcons building. But for it to come from the outside, for it to come from Robert Kraft, who, let's be real, I give Robert a lot of credit. Right, he hired Bill Belichick. That was not an easy decision. We all know what happened with Parcells, Belichick, Kraft, all that stuff. We don't need to rehash history. So Belichick, we know he won, but Kraft deserves credit for hiring Belichick. Just like, okay, Tom Brady won. Belichick deserves credit in the initial years for developing Brady, drafting Brady, and keeping Brady on the roster when he was a no-name. But for Robert Kraft to not be able to give a positive and only a positive endorsement and recommendation of Robert Kraft, for him not to do that, as Emmett Smith once said in this studio, it makes me hot. Really does. I am so heated today. And it's so classless. It's jackassery. And I really do believe that this is Kraft putting his ego first. Because Robert Kraft in his later years, and he's an honest man, right? He probably knows, he's probably true to himself, that this team's not winning another Super Bowl in the remaining years left that he has on this planet. They've won six of them. And for him to be apprehensive about the public perception turning on him, first off, it's the definition of being paranoid. And it's also so petty. But that's what I truly believe is going on. Because Kraft, say what you want about him, he's not a dummy. And Boston fans, they expect to be habitual winners. Right? They went on a run for 20 years. Red Sox win 4 World Series. Patriots win 6 Super Bowls. The Bruins win a Stanley Cup. The Celtics win an NBA championship. You look from 2000 to 2024, it's a lot of Boston winning. And for a lot of people that can't relate to what it's like when your team constantly wins, each championship gets better and better and better. And you get addicted to winning. So even though there shouldn't be a negative word said about Brady, about Belichick, about Kraft, people have to talk about these things. And no one in the Patriot Nation will ever say a negative word about the great Tom Brady. Bill Belichick, the last few years, people started to turn on him. And it would only be inevitable, and I think this is Robert Kraft's biggest fear, that if Belichick went somewhere, and even if he didn't win a Super Bowl, but let's just say he had success and was 10 wins, 11 wins, 10 wins, maybe got to a conference title game with the Atlanta Falcons, and the Patriots are sitting there with no quarterback, no coach, 4 or 5 win team, picking in the top 5 of the draft for the next 3 years, people in Boston would say, man, Robert Kraft saved the franchise. Robert Kraft won 6 Super Bowls. But the biggest mistakes that he made was allowing Tom Brady to walk out of that building for nothing and Bill Belichick out of that building for nothing as well. And that's what I truly think is the root of the criticism of Robert Kraft that he gave to Arthur Blank when talking about a guy that he's known for 30, 40 years, like almost now, in Bill Belichick. And it stinks. It sucks that in the ending of this dynasty, and I know there's a lot of people that are happy because the Patriots kicked your behind for 20-something years. But to see this pettiness and to see this level, I don't care if you love the Patriots or you hate the Patriots, it stinks. And it's so just childish of one Robert Kraft. Samter is celebrating right now. I see him out of the corner of my eye, that fugazi football fan who just... I don't want to speak to you yet. I'm not letting you speak in this segment. You will not dance on my grave when I am doing a 15-minute monologue and try to distract me, and now you're doing the Cabbage Patch Kid dance. Santa's actually a pretty good dancer, I will say, which is very surprising. But I will not allow you to speak into the microphone in this segment. Will not happen. I know I say there's checks and balances here on the Zach Gelb Show. Well, guess what? Today, checks and balances, my ass. This is a dictatorship today, for crying out loud, because I'm pissed. I am furious. And I can't believe that I'm mad. I didn't think I'd wake up in a million years today. The day after Bill Belichick's 72nd birthday, poor Bill, and you have Robert Kraft, who's acting like a snake, a backstabbing snake, and he's saying, oh, I got to protect my ego. Oh, I'm afraid that the fans are one day going to turn on me because I let Brady and Belichick walk out of the organization. And you're going to tell Arthur Blank months ago? Oh, yeah. You shouldn't hire Bill Belichick because you can't trust him? Shameful. I have never in my life been more disgusted, and I've never had a reason to be disgusted with my football team, but I am disgusted today that Robert Kraft owns my football team. Doesn't mean I hate Robert Kraft. Doesn't mean that it washes away all of the brilliance that he's been a part of for 20 years and gave me 20 great years of winning championship after championship after championship. But to go to this level, Robert, ugh, it makes me sick. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, come on. Come on. It's the Infinity Sports Network. I got to go find the quarter. That's now 3 days in a row. That's 75 cents that I'm out of. But you know what? Like Spike Eskin just left. If another network called me and said, what did you think about Spike Eskin? I wouldn't say what Robert Kraft said about Bill Belichick. I would speak glowingly about Spike Eskin. Because that's what you do when people do right by you. Alrighty, coming on back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All righty, another day, another quarter in the jar. The mug. Man, there's so many quarters in this mug now. There's three of them. When I threw the quarter in the mug, it popped right back out onto the desk. So I will gently place that. I also have a cupcake in front of me because today is Boomer Esiason's birthday. And I guess they got cupcakes today. And you know what, Samter? I'm entitled. I am. Fat Zach is coming back. I am going to eat my sorrows away over the Bill Belichick news. Over Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. And Robert Kraft being a snake in the grass. Oh, Mr. Blank, Arthur Blank, my confidant. We're in a fraternity. We're owners. When you all hate each other anyway with these NFL owners. And you can't hire Bill Belichick because of this idea that Kraft couldn't trust Belichick anymore. And Blank wouldn't be able to trust him either. Drives me nuts. So, I get it. People don't like Belichick. I understand Belichick is not a warm person. But Bill Belichick, for the most part, for about, I don't know, 24 years, I would say 22 years, ran the Patriots the right way. Ran them the right way. And ran them to a level that we've never seen before in the NFL, where we've seen one quarterback and one coach together win six championships. And that's what annoys me. Even if Robert Kraft thinks that it's true that you can't trust Belichick, you don't say that to Arthur Blank to prevent Belichick from getting a job unless it is just a sabotage job by Robert Kraft, where Robert Kraft is trying to protect his legacy because he fears, and Robert Kraft wants more credit for the dynasty because he's the damn owner of the team. And Robert Kraft fears that if Belichick goes somewhere else and wins, then everyone's looking at Brady as a Super Bowl champion without the Patriots. Belichick is a potential winner without the Patriots. Even if they don't win a Super Bowl, they will be viewed directly up against the Patriots, and the Patriots are not anywhere close to contending. So now, Samter, since you have settled down during the break, you have stopped dancing on my grave, you have stopped being just a meanie person, and you've been a poopy head today, and I haven't liked it. I've been very upset with you. Give me your analysis on my take on why Robert Kraft elected to do this with Arthur Blank as I eat another bite of this Boomer Esiason cupcake.
It is nice to know that, you know, being a Jets fan for 40 some odd years and now actually being with a real franchise, but seeing the dysfunction of the Jets and watching this seemingly perfect organization with this great owner and brilliant coach who spurned us and GOAT quarterback, that it all fell apart and that behind the scenes it wasn't nearly as good as it looked on paper, and that they've had multiple cheating scandals and all of these different things that happened.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I can now look back at the Patriots dynasty and say, this was probably the most flawed dynasty in sports history. And it is nice to see it. I love it. I love to see the crumble of an empire, not just on the field, but off the field.
The views of Michael Samter do not reflect the views of the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Who are you turning into? Just because your name has an S in it, you think you're Skip Bayless now?
No, listen, I...
What the heck kind of take is that?
This is me as a former Jets fan who watched it for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I am taking so much joy and pleasure watching the dynasty crumble, and not just crumble, but just, like, embarrass itself.
Okay.
And it's just embarrassing for the Patriots now, and I love it. So it's kind of like the Yankees kept the Red Sox from winning a World Series for decades. And then
stop with your Yankees.
And then the Red Sox won the World Series by coming back from the first and only ever 3-0 deficit. So it felt like it almost, for Red Sox fans, erased all of those years of heartache. This feels like it's erasing all those years of heartache.
No, it doesn't.
As a Jets fan, it's not erasing it, but it is making it feel so much better. Oh man,
what
as a Jets
say?
Fan, all
wait,
that
wait,
heartache.
Hold on. You said they're the most flawed what?
Dynasty that we've seen in a long time.
You understand that this duo, Belichick and Brady, trio, let's be fair, Belichick, Brady, and Kraft won six Super Bowls. You know there's only one other franchise in the history of the NFL to win six Super Bowls, and that's the Pittsburgh Steelers. So for you to say this is the most flawed dynasty ever, I say this respectfully, because, right, we're friends. I know that we have, like, some fun on the air, and, right, just sports. This is, like, guys at the bar, guys and girls at the bar. We're sitting there, and we're talking. This has got to be the dumbest take or your drunkest take ever.
I'm not saying that they're the worst dynasty. I'm saying flawed.
I know what you said.
Flawed meaning there are issues issues that you can look back on. Like we look at the Bulls dynasty, okay, and we realize how flawed they mm-hmm. were internally after we saw The Last Dance. Mm-hmm. Guys hated each other, guys punching each other in the face, owners hitting coaches hitting players, vice versa. There was a lot of flaws in that dynasty. The Warriors, there's no flaws.
I'm taking a 30 second.
Yes.
I'm not even entertaining this. Because
but you're misunderstanding the word flaw.
No. I understand what you're saying. I fully get what you're saying. I understand I went to Temple University. It wasn't Yale. It wasn't Harvard. I understand everything you are saying. But it just shows the loser of a football fan you are, that the greatest solace you've had in your actual football life has been, oh, the Patriots are the most flawed dynasty ever.
I never said this was the greatest solace as a football fan.
Kiss those six rings. Pucker up and kiss him and shine him.
I never said this was my greatest solace. I'm just saying I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it.
I sound like a Yankee fan now. Ugh, I loathe myself today.
That makes me feel even better that Patriot fans hate themselves today. I love it.
I sound like a stinking Yankee fan.
I love it. I love how much you hate yourself and how much Patriot fans hate themselves today. Two cheating scandals, coaches who hate quarterbacks who hate coaches.
Yeah, and we win.
Owners who sabotage coaches.
All I do is win.
I love it. Two top 15 quarterbacks drafted in 3 years. I love the fall of the Patriots. I love it. But outside of that.
What are you, auditioning for a role in Hamilton or something like that today?
Yeah, there you go. Listen, I have
Santer's leaving the Infinity Sports Network. He's going to be the next star of Hamilton.
I have the voice of a dying cat, so I don't think Hamilton's coming knocking anytime soon. But
maybe Wicked.
Off of your point.
They could have you be the witch that flies across.
No, the witch has the best voice in the show. I've seen that show like 9 times.
Some people around here do call you the Wicked Witch of the West.
I could be one of the, what do they call them? Not the Oompa Loompas. What are the Lollipop Guild? I could be one of those guys.
Oompa Loompa.
No, that's the wrong movie. Lollipop Guild. I could be one of those.
You would be good. You would be good for Willy Wonka being an Oompa Loompa.
The Lollipop Guild, But anyway, let's get back to your take. I don't necessarily disagree that Kraft was maybe a little bit nervous about his legacy.
Sure.
I don't think that's why he sabotaged Belichick.
Okay.
I think the reason he sabotaged Belichick is because they had a really bad falling out, a worse falling out than we thought that they had, and it probably got ugly to a point where Belichick said or did something that pissed or upset Kraft to the point where Kraft decided to sabotage Belichick. I don't think that Kraft is worrying about his legacy. I think that Kraft wanted to hurt Belichick because for some reason, somehow, some way, Belichick hurt Kraft in a way that we just don't understand yet. And maybe you hurt Kraft a long time ago, and Kraft's been holding on to this because and couldn't get rid of him. But I think that Kraft wanted to hurt Belichick.
Then you know what? I'm going to say something that I don't want to say. If that's the case, and I'm going to be very careful and clean this up, then Robert Kraft is a petty a-hole. Okay?
Is that pettier than trying to salvage his own legacy by hurting Belichick's legacy?
They're both petty.
Which
they're
is
both,
worse?
They're both petty. They're both stupid.
Which would be worse to you?
Explain it again. Give me choice A, choice B.
So
quickly.
Choice A is your take that he just wanted to protect his own legacy. Choice B is that he is just so pissed off at Belichick that he wanted to sabotage and hurt Belichick.
Ooh, this is like, what disease would you rather have? I always love these types of games.
Gonorrhea every time.
Can you? See, this is what I don't get here. I really don't get here. I just say something that is innocuous. And you give a mouse a cookie, they want a glass of milk with these producers. They step over the line every time. It's you, Boyle, Hickey, all of you. You give a little bit. And then boom, you just try to take a blowtorch to us. I don't want you saying that. There's like some kid in a car right now listening saying, Daddy, what did that crazy man on the radio just say?
Yeah, that kid doesn't know what that G word is.
It doesn't matter. You just put a lot of parents in an awkward position. A very awkward position. So what's worse, the sabotage idea that I threw out there, or what was choice B? Oh, that he's just so hurt that now he's acting all spiteful. I actually think it's choice B. And the reason why I think it's choice B is because if I was an owner of a team, even if I hated the person's guts the last 2 years of our long working relationship, I would at least be appreciative of the 6 Super Bowls that they did win me. And I would not call up someone and say, yeah, you can't trust Bill, you can't hire him. Because I didn't hear Robert Kraft, or Tom Brady, Bill Belichick have any problems when they were winning six championships. It was towards the end, but through the first five, we didn't hear of any of these problems. And still after all those Super Bowls, they're all hugging and kissing one another. Sometimes Brady too much on the lips, if we're being honest. But then also, if you really hated each other, Bill was a good soldier on the last day where you know he didn't want to get up in front of the media and you know he didn't want to do a send-off, but he did that out of respect to Robert Kraft. So the respect should be mutual is what I'm saying. All righty. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to try not to say our old network's name today, but I'm just so heated, I'm so mad, I'm so annoyed that I think I got to go get like a sleeve of quarters because I'm going to be running out of quarters. I'm going to be bankrupt. Every time I say it, I got to put some quarters right in the jar. All righty. We'll take a timeout. When we come on back, I want to see LeBron James and Steph Curry on the same team next year. I floated this out yesterday, but is it more likely to happen in LA or is it more likely to happen in Golden State? And usually, I would never say anything negative about sweet Stuart Kovacs, but I saw a tweet from Sweet Stu last night.
An accurate tweet.
It's not as inaccurate as what Santer said earlier, but it's pretty damn close.
No.
Because here's why. I'm going to lecture you now real quickly. Stu put out a tweet that he's furious. I'll find the exact tweet during the break. But he's furious that the Lakers won last night because now they have to play the Nuggets. The audacity.
Terrible.
Thank you. Here's the tweet. Manny Rodriguez. He's a stud. I can't believe they willingly won that game just to get swept by Denver. Fire everyone. Here's why your tweet is just marinated in stupidity. You think you can control with this Lakers team when you get to win? Who says you lose last night that you're going to win to even go up against the Thunder?
They might. I'd rather chance that than get swept by the Nuggets.
I'm sorry.
I would chance it. 100%.
You're living in the Kobe and Shaq days. You still think Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar play for this team, for crying out loud.
If I was living in the Kobe and Shaq days, I wouldn't be afraid of anybody.
You
I'm afraid
still think
of the Nuggets.
Magic Johnson and Kareem are together.
No.
What are you doing? I'm sorry. That tweet that I saw last night, I said, Stu, maybe he's chilling with the girlfriend and they're eating those cookies again. Maybe they're sipping on a little tequila. I go, that can't be a sober Stu. I seriously thought Anthony Gallo, your dear friend, hacked your Twitter last night.
Oh, no.
That's what I thought. Because for you, you, of all people, who you are usually a logical sports fan,
no.
You are level-headed. You're not like Samter or I. We're two nut jobs. You have just like a seriousness to you, an innocence to you, and you're like a smart person. For you to go down that road thinking we could lose this game and then maybe we'll win the next game, your team sucks this year.
They at least would
have
a chance.
You don't get to pick one to win?
They would have a chance against the Thunder. They have no chance against Denver.
We know that.
They would have a chance against the Thunder. They could beat the Thunder. They've beaten the Thunder during the season.
But why do you have any confidence? I don't care about the regular season.
I don't, but I'd rather take my chances against the Thunder for the 30 to 40% chance they beat them.
I'm sorry, Stu. This take that you had last night.
They have no chance against Denver. Zero chance.
Okay.
They're better off not showing up.
So let me entertain this for a second, because we'll do this now, and then I'll get to my Steph LeBron stuff in about 5 minutes. You lose last night, and then you go on to play
the Kings.
It would be the Kings.
It'd be the Kings.
Yes, it would be the Kings. Sorry, because the Pelicans would have won. You go on to play the Kings. What happens if you lose to the Kings?
Then they lose.
Then your season's over.
It's already over.
You at least guarantee life.
It's over.
You're in sports hospice, but at least the heart's still beating. Okay? You at least still have life. You lose on Friday, you're done.
Okay.
You're over. It's finished with.
I understand. You're 100% right, but I'd rather take that chance than going to Denver and maybe winning one game.
And good on Darvin Ham.
Ugh.
Darvin Ham telling all you idiots last night how stupid you would have been if you wanted to lose. That you wanted to lose. Yeah, I think he said, what, did they just get out of the insane asylum? It was his line in the postgame.
I don't appreciate that.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Bad coaching.
He could be a bad coach. You could also be insane. We don't have to pick here. Both could be true. Zach Gelb here on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's get to the latest Infinity Sports Network update with a man that is wonderful, sensational. You know, you show up today, Manny, and you put, you know, yourself in a room or close to a room with Samter and Stu. Yeah, you like today look like Margot Robbie.
Oh,
seriously.
Wow, really?
That's Margot how great Robbie. You look compared to these two guys their stupidity.
I have a lot more facial hair than Margot Robbie, but you know what? I'll take that, and I thank you very much.
Fine. You look like Drake. They look like a fat bastard and an Oompa Loompa.
Hey, I've heard good things about Drake recently, so you know what? I'll take that.
Did you hear who Drake was hitting on at a concert? Point out to the crowd, goes, the girl in the green dress? Fine as hell. You wonder who the girl was in the green dress? Channing Crowder's wife. Channing Crowder, not happy.
Oh.
Now, Crowder was there, but I know Crowder. Crowder is not happy. I think that's actually a compliment, though. Like, if let's say I was on a date, and Drake looks out in the crowd and goes, that girl in the green dress, fine as hell, and she was me? I'd be like,
go
way
ahead.
To go, Drake. Don't come within 5 feet of her, but way to go.
I tell her to go ahead. Are you kidding me? That'd be a great conversation.
They're married.
Ah, very
Channing
well.
And his wife, they're married. Happily married.
I missed out on that point, but you know what?
But that's a pretty...
That is a compliment.
It is a boss card for her to play. Oh, you don't like things in our marriage?
Aubrey Graham wants to... He pointed me out.
I'll go to Drake. Is Drake feuding with Rick Ross, one of my favorite rappers of all time? I've been reading that recently.
Yeah, they've been feuding. I haven't really been keeping up on it because I'm an adult now. But yeah, Rick Ross and Drake haven't been on the same page recently.
You're in work in a hat and a t-shirt. You ain't an adult. Here is Manny Rodriguez with the latest sports flash.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at Infinity or INF Sportsnet or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Bill Ryder going to join us, the host of Ryder Than You, right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming up at the top of the hour, Daly in the YouTube chat gave a great line. I know Daly is a big fan of mine. Lakers don't need to intentionally lose games. They'll just lose games unintentionally. And he's 100% right. Because Stu wanted the Lakers last night to intentionally lose so they could get into the other play-in game. And then they could go get the eighth seed so they play the Thunder. And they wouldn't play the Nuggets. And then when they would be trying to win that game, there's no doubt about it that they would have lost that game. And that was my big gripe with Stu's theory. Do you think, by the way, Stu, and let's do this real quickly, because last night I saw it like from one to the next. It was a double whammy. I saw your tweet, and then I saw Darvin Ham's response. So this is Darvin Ham on the idea of losing the play-in to avoid the Nuggets, and I think he was talking to Stu here. Listen up.
There was a report of what?
Maybe
Saying what again?
I'd be better off if you guys lost this game to avoid Denver.
Insane asylum sources say.
Sure.
Nah.
If you just sourced, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was just chatter.
Just someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
There was a fake.
Okay.
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, roll the dice.
Sources tell me that Stu will be off Thursday and Friday. I'll be going back to the insane asylum. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Okay. Yesterday, since we're usually ahead of the curve on this show, I said Lakers, Warriors. I wanted to see that be the matchup. Obviously, we did not get that matchup. That would have required the Lakers to lose last night and the Warriors to win. So we get that matchup for the eighth seed play-in spot. But let's just be fully transparent here. The Lakers and the Warriors, how they're currently built, are nowhere close to win another championship. And the Warriors last night, even when they lose and got embarrassed by the Kings, still after the game, you keep on hearing from Steph, from Draymond, from Steve Kerr, how much they need Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson, solid player, is not what he once was. He used to be a great player. Too many injuries. It's such an unfortunate back end of his career for a player that was so fun to watch and was so great and was just such a sharp shooter. But this idea that the Warriors need him back just displays to me that they still don't get it. And I was on a radio show today, and one of the hosts, Alejandro Solana, said to me, it felt like that was the end of the dynasty last night. Like, it was sad last night seeing it end that way. And I said, the end of the dynasty was last year. And the reason why it was the end of the dynasty last year was based off one move. It was bringing back Draymond Green. Because you were paying based off past performances and not what they would do in the future. And it just signified to me that this organization can't break up. That this organization doesn't realize that, yes, you had a great marriage, but now the marriage doesn't work anymore. And you still have someone that could win championships in Steph Curry, and you are not elongating his championship window because you're doubling down on Draymond Green. And in all likelihood, they'll probably bring back Klay Thompson this summer. So I look at the Warriors and I look at the Lakers. They both can't get out of their own way. The Lakers last year, they went on a surprising run to the Western Conference Finals where they got spanked by the Nuggets and they got swept. And like, we're throwing a parade for the Lakers. That's not the standard of the Lakers. That's not the history of the Lakers. And having LeBron James and seeing his career coming to an end without an actual chance to win a championship, that stinks. Seeing Steph Curry in his last few prime years, because Steph could always reduce his role and just be like a great three-point shooter and be like a sixth man off the bench if he wants to go play for like another six or seven seasons. But he's still an elite player. LeBron's still an elite player. They both have some good years left. More so Steph than LeBron just because of the age difference. But their teams are not putting those guys in a position to win. LeBron, you could kind of blame him. I know there's been some pushback in LA because Pelinka actually has authority there. But a lot of these decisions have been made based off what LeBron wants. Not all of them, but some of them. But for the Warriors, I got to put some of that on Steph. Steph, you could have said, don't bring Draymond back. You could say, okay, it's time to move on from Klay. And I'm not saying it's easy, especially when you had that tight bond and you've won all those championships with those guys. But Steph, don't you want to win another one? Because as long as piece number two and piece number three on this team are Draymond and Klay, you're not winning another championship. And that's why I can't wait to see what happens this summer. I get it. It's unlikely that LeBron and Steph will ever be teammates. LeBron wants it. I don't know if Steph wants it. But LeBron, don't you have to make a phone call? Sure, he probably already has. Where you pick up the phone, you talk to Steph, would you want me in Golden State if I opted out? And if the answer is yes, LeBron, you opt out and you sign with the Golden State Warriors so you both could be put in a position to win a championship again. Now, if Steph doesn't have it in him to say to the Warriors, don't bring back Klay, Or, okay, you got to trade Draymond this offseason, and who knows how they would even trade Draymond with this ridiculous contract. He does have an out. He's still under contract. The Warriors could still get a lot back for Steph Curry. But I don't think Steph has that in him to force a trade. Could he force a trade to the Lakers if he wants to? Yeah, he could. I don't think he would. So if this happens, I would think it's more likely that LeBron would opt out and join Steph in the Bay Area with the Golden State Warriors. And as a basketball fan, I hope it happens. Because now we're in a league of dynamic duos. And Steph on his current team can't win. LeBron and his current team can't win. So partner up two of the better players in the last 15, 20 years of the NBA and towards their last few years of their careers, put them together and see if that's enough to win a championship. Because you have nothing to lose, because right now, you aren't winning another title with how it's currently constructed. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk some more hoops with Bill Reiter when we come on back. We'll get his thoughts on all the play-in stuff from last night, the NBA postseason, and my idea of LeBron joining Steph in the Golden with the Golden State Warriors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.